We have brought you here today for a very important reason. At the time of this recording, just yesterday, something very important has happened, and we would like to share it with you all. Now you may see the balloons behind us. Because it's a birthday!
Ooh, ooh, JoJo turned 12! Ooh, ooh, ooh,
birthday.
Ooh, JoJo turned 12! Ooh, 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 ooh,
birthday.
JoJo turned 12! Ooh, 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 ooh!
Birthday! Birthday! Okay.
So!
Happy birthday.
I agree. It is happy birthday time. La, 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 la.
How do you feel? You're 12. Big 1-2.
Big 1-2.
Big 1-2 energy. What's it like?
I don't know. It feels the same.
It always feels the same the first day.
Yeah, I wonder why.
You're 12, man. There's chin hairs. Tell the people about your birthday, man. Tell about your super awesome birthday party, huh? JoJo's Game World.
Birthday. Okay. the birthday party was cool. There were some friends in the gaming truck, the food, the pool. The pool was fun. Shirley Temples,
man, always a good time. Always a good time with Shirley Temples around. Grenadine, Sprite.
It was pretty good.
Ice.
The food on the other hand, on the other side of the table, because nobody ate it. It was pretty easy. But the pool was fun. We played tag for a little bit. The video games were all right. Most of them were kind of copies. Like, there's two TVs with the same games. So that kind of sucked. But, it's still a birthday party.
So a lot of people can play.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, a lot of people want to play some Fork Knife.
No, nobody. No, stop.
What happened to Fork Knife? Fork Knife was a thing, man. It's not
it was a thing. Not anymore.
Why, man?
Well, people still play it. I only play it when people ask me, and people haven't been asking me a lot. But when they do, I'm like, but there's like, this is like the 14th season. It's kind of like same. Kind of want to play kind of other game. Like, for some games, we're getting whatever. Some games, like Smash Bros., I don't get bored of it.
Sometimes they don't have any seasons.
No, they don't.
No new characters.
There's DLC, but I don't get DLC.
That's what I mean.
And they just do patch notes, changes to the game. I don't read them.
What are patch notes?
They just fix some things in the game. Like, if they add a new update or... like DLC.
DLC, for those of you who don't know, downloadable content. Everybody didn't know that. I didn't know until you and Zay told me what it meant.
Anyway, holidays. Holidays are cool. They're fun. Oh, birthday presents. Almost forgot. Birthday presents before were like toys. Now it's just money. And I ain't complaining. Give me all the moolah. I like it. But... I can't complain. You know, you can't complain about money unless it's dirty. But, yeah.
Were you expecting such a decorative party? Your mom kind of went all out.
She did. The Game World thing. Can we add a picture of that on the screen?
I'll definitely put a picture up.
Okay. We'll add a picture on it, of it.
I put a couple of pictures up.
Put a couple of pictures.
Put a little picture and let people get the vibe.
Could put a picture there.
Yeah.
And there and down there.
All kinds of pictures.
There. Down. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty fun. We didn't have a holiday. Well, some holidays passed, but the most importance, the best are Halloween, which is.
Is that your favorite holiday?
No. Christmas.
Rank them out for me.
Okay.
JoJo's top 5 holidays.
Christmas.
And why?
Christmas and birthdays are kind of the same, but during Christmas, it's cold and you get hot chocolate, and during birthdays, depending on what your birthday is, Then it might be in December, so it's like two
Christmases,
yeah. It might be like that. Or it might be in the summer. Or just in fall. Or in, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's cool. It's like a Christmas throughout the year.
I think a lot of kids who have birthdays near Christmas don't like it. Because Christmas is such a, like, dominant holiday. It's all Christmas all the time.
Like, and I don't know if you guys would do this, but if it's Christmas and, like, your birthday is the day of, the day after, the day before Christmas, then you ain't getting no presents.
I'm sure the parents are like, we got to separate your birthday from Christmas so you don't, like, feel like you don't get a birthday.
I don't know how that would work. How would you... Well, I mean, obviously, you could just say, this is what we are going to give you for Christmas, and this is what we are going to give you
for Christmas. Well, you got to give double gifts. Because your birthday is in March. You know, there's no Christmas thing there. You just buy the birthday party stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. But, so it's Christmas. I guess, is birthday? It's not a holiday. No, it's not a holiday.
Birthday is a personal holiday.
I mean, I guess.
Birthday is all about you, though.
Birthday is like a personal holiday. Anyway, Halloween, because next to money is what I would buy. Candy. Lots of candy. Not chocolate candy, because I don't like those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's fun, except for when it gets canceled, which, about that.
It's happening this year. Canceled.
People are canceling Halloween. How do you...
Coronavirus!
We're in the state of the world where Halloween is canceled. Never thought I'd see the day.
When I was a kid, we
never thought of it, but no.
When I was a kid, we could not celebrate Halloween.
Why?
Because my mom said it was the devil. Huh. The monster's mask, spirits. We don't do no spirits over here. We Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the only spirit. So we used to go to church. We would have to
Halloween.
Yes, we would have to dress up as Bible characters, which is basically a whole bunch of kids with like sheets and sticks and like ropes. One time, when it's the Holy Ghost, which was just a whole sheet with two eyes poked out, and then we got early in my life. There wasn't even nothing for the kids. They would just have church. We would just have church on Halloween. And we'd be like, you don't need to be out there serving the devil. Jesus ain't no trick or no treat.
What? Why?
So I would go trick-or-treating alone by myself before church with no costume. And I know that people felt bad for me, but they would give me candy.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in life, when I was much older, Hallelujah or Harvest Night was introduced for the kids, which was like... You know, at our old church in Washington, you guys could come to the church and do stuff. And you could dress up as superheroes, but no, you know, ghosts and goblins and stuff.
So would it just be shirts and like maybe masks?
You could wear the like Power Ranger stuff or like Buzz Lightyear or Avenger stuff, Spider-Man.
I mean, but when you don't have a costume, you just had shirts?
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't even know that life.
No, I don't.
You guys never been through having the Holy
Ghost. Did
you guys
have at least cool shirts?
No, man. Just the same thing we wore to school. We just didn't go to church that night.
The same thing you would wear to school?
No costume. That's the devil.
Dang. But, you know, some cool shirts that we have.
Hey!
Ayo!
Merch time!
Merch!
Merch for JoJo!
Merch!
Everything is house!
Merch!
I don't know. Signature t-shirt. Tell them about it, Joe!
I don't know if Joe shirt coming in black and red and a bit of white and everything is house.
Explain
now as a
that
shirt.
Everything is house because some people didn't see the episode. What does this mean?
Oh, everything is house. I mean, what else do you want me to say?
Joe said this during the first episode.
He was
talking
about quarantine.
Which
if you didn't watch, what you doing? Why? These are in chronological. You know what I mean. You're supposed to watch it one through whatever episode this is.
I think this is episode five.
Five.
Or four.
Either way. Christmas, Halloween.
You didn't finish your pitch.
Oh.
Where do they get the shirts?
Oh, right. Sorry. Who cares about Christmas and Halloween when you have cool shirts? www.kevonstage.com. That one.
These are the shirts. All proceeds go to JoJo's either college fund or savings account. I think we'll carry this shirt for a long time. This is a limited time only.
Limited edition.
There's only 25 of each size. So all the money from this show goes to JoJo. So you're really supporting a young black boy.
I'm a young black man. You always play that video at full volume in the house, and it's just so loud. I'm a young black man. You're a real black man.
Get you some merch, man. Support this young black man. KevOnStage.com. Click shop. Scroll down. Support the kid. Go do it, man. He doesn't want to join a gang.
Did you?
Hmm?
I'll do it again. Did you? And if you did, good. And if you didn't, I'm looking at you through the screen. Alright? Straight at your eyes. Yeah. I see you pausing the video. Yeah.
Alright, so Christmas number one, Halloween number two.
Easter?
You like Easter?
Yeah, it's alright. I mean, sometimes I guess most of the candies are. It's just like a bad Halloween. Easter is just a bad Halloween because you have to find it instead of just walking around, and you and it's mostly chocolate. And if you don't like chocolate or you're allergic, then it's like.
Good part about Easter candy is the Starburst jelly beans come out, and they are the best. Mm-hmm. You don't eat those? I may have,
but I don't remember.
Top tier, my boy. Starburst jelly beans.
Okay.
Where it's at. But you have the Lord, Easter. You got Easter service and plays and stuff.
Okay.
Where does Thanksgiving rank for you?
I was just about to say, probably Thanksgiving next. It's fun. It's just a lot of food. And I'm not... I don't like being full because then my stomach hurts and I can't walk. It's like, why?
I like being full.
I can't. I like
you don't really eat that much.
I mean, when I am hungry, like I'm actually hungry, then absolutely I'll be full. But once I'm full, I'm like, okay, so like, I don't like this no more. It's kind of like,
Okay, so that's what, four? Three? Four.
Four.
Okay, number five.
What is number five?
What's your last holiday that you like?
What's the last holiday?
I don't know. That you like?
No. What did I not name?
Martin Luther King, Valentine's Day.
Oh,
New Year's Day.
You mean like all of those?
Yeah, which one do we even care about anymore?
New Year's is definitely ahead of Easter. 4th of July.
Nah, man, Juneteenth. We remember we talked about Juneteenth?
No, not really.
You don't... Black people in Texas didn't know that slavery was over until June 19, 1867. Okay? So 4th of July, nah! Man, Juneteenth, yeah! Okay, Juneteenth! Ain't no more 4th of July for you! Ain't no firecracker, ain't no hot dog, ain't no nothing! It's all Juneteenth, man! You understand me? Nah, man, because we've been celebrating for too long! You understand me? Frederick Douglass said, what to the slave is the 4th of July if we ain't free? Sorry, Joe. We do a lot right now.
Take a sip of water.
You want to hear mine?
Hold on. Juneteenth. Cause
that's what I'm talking about, Joe!
Okay.
Round punch!
Let me finish.
Juneteenth! Texas!
Texas! Yeah!
Woo! Woo!
Okay, 4th of July.
Oh, no, hold on. I think Juneteenth was 1865. Oh. Hold on. Sorry, I just can't treat you wrong. I always get confused with 1867 because the Civil War ended in 1865, but I think the slaves were free in 1863. Yes. Okay. Juneteenth, June 19th, 1865, not 1867. My apologies. Juneteenth! Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you need that.
All right, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. Get all
out. It's all out. I feel one more bubbling up. Can I just have one more? Texas! All right.
I'm bubbling up, you know. I can't hold it in,
man. Too long. We've been down. All right.
You sure you got
it? I'm good. I promise now.
All the days where we get one day off of school, they're kind of...
Oh, it's great.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. For me, Christmas is number one. Mm-hmm. Christmas as a whole season, pretty much from Thanksgiving to New Year's, is just great vibes. The one thing I don't like about LA, or one of the things I don't like about LA, it never feels like truly winter. You know, in Washington, it would get cold and snow. Mm-hmm. We would like go and play in the snow sometimes. You guys love that. You guys were big on snow.
Yeah,
it doesn't really get cold here. I love Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. Big fan of Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. Yuletide greetings. It's just a thing they say around Christmas.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, I love, probably number two. I just like getting together with family, food,
yeah, feeling full. I was about to say, it's just getting together with family. Yeah, okay, bud.
Definitely want to eat the food. Love it. After that... It really falls. Yeah. I'm just not. Halloween's just meh.
Halloween is just meh?
Just meh. I feel like at this age, if I want candy, I just go and get some. I know you don't have access to candy the same way.
Hold on. Okay, you might not go trick or treating. But when all the candy is for sale, it's like, I'm going to buy this anyway. I ain't giving it to nobody. Mm-hmm. And also, you could just, since it's free from other people and they have to pay, it's free candy.
The candy's not that expensive, though.
I know. So if you didn't want to go trick-or-treating, then you could also just buy it and then stay home because... You have a bunch of... It's just... I don't understand. There's candy involved.
Candy is much more important to you than it is to me. I don't really be eating candy that much. Now, meat, potatoes, barbecue sauce, sriracha mayo, I'm all in. Okay. If they handed out hot burgers during Halloween...
If it was a barbecue Halloween, sign me up!
Gosh, I love it. I remember one time we went to Zay Zay's friend's house. I think it was our first year for Halloween here. And they had like a whole, like, they cooked dinner. They had chili. It was great. And candy. So, yeah. Valentine's Day is always great. Me and your mom go, you know, to expensive restaurants. Our anniversary, I know that's not a federal holiday, but it's great for me.
It's something.
New Year's is always a good vibe. You know, you'd be like, hey, Happy New Year. Woo!
It's been 365 days.
Usually have a good church service there. Oh, Jesus. 4th of July. Never again.
What happened?
Juneteenth! You don't want me to go back into it?
No, I just thought something happened on July 4th, but Juneteenth!
Juneteenth!
I thought you got it all.
19th! June 19th, 1865, Texas.
So hi, welcome to a solo episode with random screaming. I don't know if you can hear it, but I sure can.
That's kind of it for me. I think Christmas and Thanksgiving are so far above the rest of the holidays for me that the rest are just.
You don't even get that much presents.
I don't get presents anymore.
Oh, you don't get any presents?
But I, at this age, for me, watching you guys get your presents is my present.
Oh, that's so sweet. Isn't that the best Christmas? Isn't Christmas just all about family? And not the presents at all? Yeah, sure.
It's true. When you guys are like, oh, thanks, mom and dad. And then you hug me, I'm just like, see, kids, this is love. This is what it's all about.
This is what Christmas is all about. Friends and family sitting by the fire on a cold night, drinking hot cocoa and telling stories.
Not capitalism. I'm telling you, when you get older, you can buy stuff you want when it's not Christmas. Mm. Me and your mom have been more on like taking trips on Christmas more than like presents. Your mom's also not really a big gift person. So you guys would be like, it was much better when you were younger though. You guys low key suck a little bit now. Because when you were little, you're like 3, you guys wake up early, tear the paper off. Oh, the Wiggles. Okay, Dragon Ball Z.
Here's the thing though.
Spider-Man.
Here's the thing though. Y'all kind of trash though. Because did we get a Christmas tree to wake up to? Did we get boxes? Did we have presents to open that were wrapped in boxes that we could be excited for, happy for all night? Huh. Man, I wonder why we don't wake up early and be like, Wiggles!
You guys are way not happy that much anymore. We're going to get big Christmas tree and boxes, and you better do it like you did.
Okay,
I'm talking about big smiles.
Okay.
Big hugs.
See, here's the other thing, though. Will we have to go to the store and get a tree? Mm-hmm.
How's you gonna get it?
No, not like me.
Oh, you physically?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably not.
Okay.
Why, you don't want to? Sure. That's part of the whole experience.
The experience is buying the tree. No, it isn't. It's seeing the tree.
You don't want to buy it, pick it out, help set it up, decorate it?
Setting it up? Decoration? Yes. Going to the store to buy it? No.
Do you care about fake tree or real tree?
No.
You don't?
Real trees are more itchy, like they feel worse, and they're not, like, actually, they're not made for decorations, so it's usually easier to set up decorations on a fake tree, but...
Do you care about the smell, though? The real tree has that Christmas tree smell?
No, it smells bad.
You don't like the smell?
Of trees?
Do you know what kind of tree a Christmas tree is?
A big one? No. That's a big stump so you can fit presents under it? I don't know.
Did you ever believe in Santa?
I did. Not for long, but I did.
When did you stop believing?
4th grade.
What happened?
I forgot. We were on a field trip. It was before Christmas. I think it was in December, though. I don't know what happened, but I just didn't believe in Santa anymore. Somebody told me something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, your mom never told y'all nothing about Santa.
Oh, yeah, you guys didn't make us believe in Santa. You guys are like, now we buying you presents, so thank us, not Santa. He ain't buying you nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. Kevin and Melissa, mom and dad, we sacrifice.
Sacrifice money?
Time, money, long lines. This is before Amazon.
The pre-Amazon age.
Pre-Amazon age. We used to have to go to KB Toys, Toys R Us.
Toys R Us!
Remember that, man? Rest in peace.
Oh my gosh.
You guys used to love going there.
Because it's great.
It was great. I got it.
Like, obviously, the toys, the fake guns, the fake swords, the fake armor, Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Good times, man.
Man, when me and Zay would also always sword fight and then lose the swords in a day and then buy new ones the very next day. Or I would just keep wanting to fight Zay and Zay would just be like, no, I'm playing with my friends.
You miss that.
I do like sword fighting. It's fun. And now Zay has a lightsaber and I don't, so it's like, why'd you even, you're not, what are you going to use it for?
We just ordered another one for him.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Then you guys can fight again.
Yeah, but Zay's going to fight one time or twice, and then going to be like, my friends, video games, Fortnite.
I'll sword fight with you. Remember in Japan? We had great sword fighting.
Oh my gosh, when the rooms were so big and we could run around and it was the best. I want to go to Japan again.
So fun. We were sword fighting for like 45 minutes.
It was fun.
It's great. I had a good time. I was rolling around on the ground. I was sword fighting.
Good times.
Good times.
No, fake guns suck though.
Why?
Well, mainly like guns where you have to actually, well, I mean, guns that don't actually work that you can't shoot, like with the sugar. Yeah. That, why would you just, why?
Imagination.
Yeah. But they have a trigger, but it's not the one where you hold it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why would you, why? And the other ones where you only have like one bullet, and if you shoot it, then you have to go grab it.
Yeah.
And they're super easy to lose because they're super small. And Nerf guns, Nerf darts, they actually hurt.
They do. Remember we had that Nerf gun fight on TV?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
Obstacles and stuff. It was pandemonium, man. Uncle Greg. We had there's bullets. Auntie Nick like literally made the like.
There was so many bullets but at the way in there was like none.
Oh, because we shot more of the pins and stuff. It was great. It's good times, man. Prince.
I think that's kind of it. Actually, your favorite birthday
of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Gotta go in thinking mode.
I do. You know, I was poor. I grew up in a coal mine. We didn't really have much time. Papa didn't have much money for birthday.
I saw you struggling not to smile by saying that. Papa could not. Okay, top favorite birthdays.
I don't really remember any.
Oh, it's not like, oh, this one is great, this one is great. It's just, most of them are kind of, yeah.
When I was super young, we really didn't have a lot of money. But I don't remember really having bad birthdays. I don't really have that many memorable ones. I'm trying to think of any that have stuck out at all. I can't tell you. I don't have one birthday when I was a kid that I was like, this is the year.
Oof. Okay, then. my favorite birthday was probably this one.
Really?
Ooh, actually, top five, this one. There's another one. It was like laser tag.
Remember we did indoor soccer for your birthday last year, too?
Hmm?
We had the bus and we went to indoor soccer.
Oh, that was fun. That was definitely top three.
That was great.
That was, actually, that might be my favorite one. It was one that was really fun. I think it was like laser tag or something. I forgot what it was.
Oh, yeah. I remember we took you to that. It was right by Jumpy Jumps.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. But I do think the
soccer.
The indoor soccer. The bubble soccer one. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even a birthday, was it? That was actually really fun, though.
Yeah. That was somebody else's birthday, I think. Somebody in your team.
I think it was Alice.
Yeah.
Either way, I think that's going to wrap it up.
All right, guys. Thank you. Make sure to support JoJo.
I don't know
what JoJo.
But you do know to buy this. And you do know where.
www.kebosage.com. Click on shop. Support the young king.
Do it. Why are you not doing it? Stop watching the video and pause it. And buy the merch.
Buy the merch.
Buy the merch. I know what I was trying to say. You stupid Google.
That was a good episode.